Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ian now is a tropical storm crawling across the Sunshine State.
CBS News correspondent Peter King is now live on the news line from Orlando. Wow, Orlando, Peter, that is right there in the path. What's it like?
Well, you know something, I got to tell you guys, we had a lot of rain and it was relentless very early in the morning. I thought, oh boy, storm is really, really close. Well, the center is only now just getting to the Cape Canaveral area east of here, and that gives you an idea of just how wide the path of this storm is. Here in Central Florida, a lot of flooding. We've had a lot of water rescues. It's been raining basically for the past 24 hours. Of course, there's going to be some wind damage here, but the bulk of the damage and the bulk of the trouble is down along the Gulf Coast, southwest Florida, all the way up toward Tampa Bay. And we've got about 2.5 million customers without power throughout the state. This storm is not done with us just yet.
Yeah, we've also heard just in dribs and drabs about the damage to your southwest and to the west of you along the Gulf Coast. But we only have kind of small little tidbits because communications are broken down. And it sounds like it's virtually impossible to get around in that corner of the state now.
Well, that's absolutely right, because you're talking about flood damage from storm surge. You're talking about the high winds knocking trees down. And emergency managers all over the state are just telling people, don't go out and sightsee or anything like that. Nothing is open today. Just stay at home. The emergency crews have to be able to get around, and they have to be able to get that stuff cleared out of the way. Now, keep in mind that the damage assessments really are just starting with sunrise this morning. Sun's been up for about an hour, so it's going to be a while before we get more than just a few snapshots.
And there's no way to Sanibel Island on or off now, right? The causeway's down?
That's my understanding, that there is damage to the causeway. I don't know the full extent of the damage there, but, you know, we're waiting to get a good handle on that.
Yeah, it'll be a while. I imagine the first thing we'll see, maybe someone will get a drone to fly over these sections, and then we'll see.
Well, you know what? Drones have become a very big part of all of this over the past few years, and it's a lot safer to send a drone up than it is to send an aircraft. It's also a lot less expensive to do that. So the insurance companies and the emergency managers are using drones in a very big way.
I'm sure we'll be getting those images very shortly. CBS News correspondent Peter King in Orlando. Peter, thank you.
All right, guys, thanks.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.